And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The gender ideology machine just claimed another victim, this time free speech itself. An Australian activist faces a potential $200,000 fine for the crime of stating biological reality. Her offense? Well, she called two men exactly what they are, men, after watching them hospitalize female soccer players. You can watch the footage for yourself if you can stomach it. You'll find it somewhere online. But Justin Dennis, the soccer player, literally broke these women on the field before then suing them for complaining about it. The New South Wales court says the activist unlawfully vilified Dennis and another man by warning people about the injuries they're causing. Meanwhile, South Carolina is asking the Supreme Court to restore sanity to school bathrooms, appealing an appeals court ruling that's blocking their ban on biological males in female facilities. The state's emergency appeal points out what should be obvious, asking children to expose their bodies to the opposite sex brings heightened levels of stress. Nearly 20 states have already implemented these protections, but a 13-year-old girl claiming to be a boy has managed to get the Fourth Circuit to block South Carolina's policy. Speaking of dangerous delusions, NBC News just issued an apology that should make your blood boil. They apologized for misgendering the shooter who murdered two children and injured 17 others at a Christian school in Minneapolis. Little kids are dead, but NBC's priority was correcting pronouns. The Department of Justice is finally doing its job, suing Illinois for giving illegal aliens in-state tuition while charging American citizens from neighboring states full price. Attorney General Pam Bondi made it clear federal law prohibits giving benefits to illegal aliens that aren't available to U.S. citizens. Governor Pritzker thinks American taxpayers should be subsidizing education for people who broke our laws to get here, while our own children from Iowa or Indiana should pay out-of-state rates. Kind of a warped priority system, if you ask me. And in Quebec, the government wants to ban all public prayer, using Muslim street demonstrations as the pretext, but making clear it applies to everyone. Campaign Life Coalition sees right through it, saying that this is about driving Christianity from the public square entirely. And in China, they continue their chemical warfare against America through fentanyl, with workplace positives doubling since 2020. A senator calls it what it is, intentional poisoning. The cartels launder their blood money through Chinese state banks while Beijing floods us with precursors. Former Attorney General Bill Barr testified that without China's production, the mass slaughter would effectively stop. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.